Okay, so this morning we're going to be finishing our series, I guess you call it a series of discussions of opening different types of packaging on Shabbos. And again, this entire series has been lifted directly from Rav Eliada Goldberg's Smichat Chaver program. In fact, someone pointed out to me that I contradicted several things that I've given in Shirim years ago, just because I'm using Rav Eliada's material now, not my own notes. I didn't even consult my own notes. But anyway, that's for a different discussion. So today we're going to talk about tearing through letters on packaging and whether one is allowed to do that or not. So the relevant malacha when it comes to tearing letters and packaging is the malacha of kosev and mochek. Obviously, mochek over here more than kosev. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos tells us that when it lists the lamtas malachas and Shabbos Tavayin Gimel, among the malachas are kosev and mochek, writing two letters, kosev shtei osios, is the malacha d'oraisa that you chayev for, and erasing with the intent to write shtei osios in the place where you are erasing. And Rashi points out that this was done in the Midbar when we were traveling from stop to stop. We had to take apart the Mishkan and put it back together, so they had to put the boards in the exact same spot that they were, so they had to mark each board, and that way they were kosev shtei osios to align the boards with each other, and if ever they made a mistake in marking it incorrectly, they had to erase what they wrote in order to mark it correctly. And that's how we get both of these malachas. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Mem Siv Gimel Paskins that based on this, that erasing ink and creating a space to write two letters is aser if you and chayv midaraisa if you plan on writing there at some point. Now, Chazal didn't have packaging with letters on it, so we don't really have much in Shulchan Aruch about tearing through packaging with letters on it, but Chazal did have birthday cakes. They had cakes with writing, or at least the early poskim had cakes with writing on it or engraved in it, embedded in it, or writing on it, and they do discuss that, so maybe we can use that as a basis for the discussion about packaging on Shabbos. If you want to know what the halach is about tearing through letters, so the Beis Yosef quotes a Maram Rutenberg, where Maram Rutenberg was asked whether children are allowed to eat cakes on Yom Tov that have writing on them, because the writing is destroyed, so is it a violation of Mochek? So Maram Rutenberg said, you don't have to stop a kid from doing it, because it's only in the Sidra Banan, and it's for the kid's own benefit, but you're not allowed to be, give Biyadayim, you're not allowed to feed an Isra to a child, Biyadayim, but you don't have to stop a child from doing it. So, because they're eating without intent to rewrite, so that's Kosev Shalom, Mochek Shalom and Aslichtov rather, so it's only in the Sidra Banan, but you can't actively feed the children. So the clear implication on Ram Rutenberg is that an adult is not allowed to do this, that an adult is not allowed to eat a cake with letters on it, and that's what the Rama writes in Siman Shin Mem Sif Gimel, that an adult is not, that a Bar Chiyuva cannot eat cake with letters on it. And Mishnah Berurah in Sifkan Tazayin says that even if it's a picture is worth 1,000 words, so if you're destroying a picture on a cake, that's also destroying the lettering. That's also considered like destroying letters. It's also a violation of Mochek. So that's the Pesach of the Ramah. The Dagum Ravava, Nedib Yudin, is Dagum Ravava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, disagrees with the Ramah. And he says, no, you could eat cookies and cakes that have writing on them. And he says, you misunderstood the Ram Rutenberg. Ram Rutenberg only answers adults from eating cake in a particular case where he was asked about, which was eating cake on Shavuos. Shavuos, you can't eat cake that has letters on it, and but you don't have to stop the children from doing so. But on other on Shabbos and other Yom Tovim, it's mutter. What? What on earth? Why would Shavuos have different halachos than other Shabbos and Yom Tovim? So comes along Dagum Ravava and explains that eating cakes with writing on them on a regular Shabbos or Yom Tov is mutter for several reasons. So just think about it. Before we discuss why Shavuos is different, it has to be mutter, he says. Your intention is not to erase the writing. Your intention is to eat the food. And the erasing is derech kilkel, so you're mekalkel, and it's mochek shalom and aslichtov, and you're erasing with a shinui, because biting into the food is not a normal way to erase things. So it's a psikresha, because it's not what you're intending to do. Your intention is not at all to erase the lettering. Your intention is to enjoy the delicious cake. So it's a davar shein miskavein with a psuk reishe. So it's a psuk reishe, a delo nichle, because it's lo ichpat le, that you're destroying the letters. So it's a psuk reishe, delo nichle, and a trei derabanan, on a double derabanan. So if it's a psuk reishe, delo nichle, and a trei derabanan, that's got to be mutter. And it's mekalkel, it's a shinoi, those are the trei derabanans that you have. Psuk reishe, delo nichle, a trei derabanan has to be mutter. Why then was Ram Rutenberg so nervous about eating cakes on Shavuos? Yeah, he says Shavuos was different. What they used used to do, they had a practice, was that they would bake psukim onto the cakes and they would feed it to children as a skula, that they'll grow up with more of a connection to Torah, that they'll always associate the Torah with that sweet, delicious cake, because they'll say, oh, I remember that pasuk, it was delicious, I ate that pasuk once, and that it will always inspire them to a greater avas HaTorah, that that's what they would do. They actually, I was once asked a shayla, someone was making a sima shah, so his daughter wanted to surprise him. She threw a kiddush for him in shul, and she had a cake made with an actual daf of shas on the on the cake. That is a spectacularly bad idea, but apparently it is not totally unique. They didn't just come up with this chop in this generation. So in that case, says Doug Mervavim, Ron Muttenberg says that adults aren't allowed to eat those cakes because the wording on the cakes was made specifically to be erased while eating it. So it's not considered derech kilkel because that's what you're supposed to do with it. Nor is it considered a shinoi because it was made to be erased in that way. So in such a case, it's you're not going to have that heter. But for a normal situation, a psikreisha and a trei d'rabbanan. However, other cakes with writing that are not made to be destroyed while eating, like we said, the Dugan Ravava says, that is a frightening blast. The Dugan Ravava says, oh, it hit something?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Seriously, that tree?
Wow, okay. Here in Camp Kaylee, a tree just went down from lightning. Yikes. Okay, we need this Kusatara. So let's continue to learn. Everyone's okay. For those who have children in Camp Kaylee, no one was near the tree. Okay,
so
take a breath.
Loud.
Oh, we just lost our Zoomers. Oh, we just lost our... Okay. So anyway, it's coming back. But let's get back in. Let's get back in. Come on. So other cakes with writing, the Dugan Ravava says, are not going to be a problem. Sharetzion, and he explains that we rely on the Dugan Ravava when you eat cake because we're lenient for psikresha betray drabanan, especially when Oneg Shabbos is at stake, when Oneg Shabbos is involved, and therefore we can be makel. Okay, so now we know what the story is with cakes. How does that apply to ripping open a package? You know, when they give out those Laffy Taffys to the children on Shabbos afternoon, where you need to, you know, if you're a very skilled surgeon, you might be able to open it without ripping the letters. So how do we deal with that? So if you're going to assume that the words and images on the cakes have the same status as words and images on packaging, so then we know what the halach is. Ramah and the Mishra Brura would say to only rely on the Dugan Ravava we know that it would seem that according to the Ramah and the Mishra Brura's psak, only relying on the Dugan Ravava when eating the letters, so destroying letters when tearing a bag should be asa, since the erasing is happening in a normal way. Since the erasing is happening in a normal way by tearing it by hand before the food enters your mouth. I mean, you don't have the heterim of the Dugan Ravava. Dugan Ravava's whole heter was that you have a trei d'rabbanan, because it's a shinoi, it's not the normal way of erasing by eating something. Well, the packaging, you're not eating. You're tearing open the packaging by your hand. You're not eating the packaging, and therefore it would not be considered a shinoi. Now, the Yalkut Yosef writes that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you could destroy letters whether they are on top of a cake or on a package. And in the footnote he explains, why would it be mutter? So he says, there is a general machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah when you have a psik reshe with one iser drabanan, meaning a psik reshe on an iser drabanan, whether that's mutter or not. And the Shulchan Aruch is matir most of the time on a psik reshe and a drabanan, and the Ramah asers. So since destroying letters when eating a cake or opening packaging is nisr drabanan, that you're violating, so there's a psik reshe, so Shulchan Aruch will be mekel. That's where Rav Avadia Yosef is mekel. Now this whole discussion that we just had assumes that cake and packaging are the same, that they're the same halacha. Not necessarily so, that just because the Ramah asks is eating a cake with words on it because it's mochek, that he's going to ask for ripping packaging opening also that has wording on it. It is possible that even though the Ramah asks is eating cake with wording on it, it could be ripping a package is better and is not as usher, is not as forbidden as the cake situation. How so? The Ramah in a tshuva in Shilos Tshuvos Rama Siman Kuf Yutes Paskins, that if you have a book that has lettering along the sides, if let's say it was stamped over here, instead of being stamped inside Camp Keli, if it was stamped along the edges, Camp Keli, and every time you opened it up, you'd be pulling apart those letters. Every time you closed it, you'd be putting those letters back together. The Rama Paskins, that opening and closing books that have writing on the edge, like it used to be in library books, when people used to go to libraries, and libraries used to have, I don't even know what happens in libraries now, I haven't been to a library in decades. It used to be you have to go there to do research, or to find something to read. Nowadays, like, it doesn't, I don't know, they have libraries still, right? And what do people do there? I don't know. Okay, so it used to, what? For quiet place. Okay, so I have other quiet places. So Baruch Hashem, I have an office. They used to have like letterings on the side of the books. And I was growing up, Peninsula Public Library, on the edges of all of the books. So the Rama says that you're allowed to open and close it, and it's not considered mochek. Closing is not considered kosev. And he explains that erasing is only usur when you're destroying the letters of the words. But if you're separating them, that's going to be mutter. Meaning if both halves of the word are still there, and you're just separating them, and you can put them back together, that's not considered kosev and mochek. If it's easily separated apart from each other and putting back together, when they destroy the words on a cake, you're eating them. You can't retrieve those words. You can't retrieve those letters, and therefore you cannot put it back together. That's where Maramberg, that's where the Ramah is going to be machmir. But says the Ramah himself, I'm not going to be machmir when you're just separating the letters from each other. The Magen Avraham quotes Levush, who disagrees and says, no, it's aser to open and close a book. That's mochek every time you open it, and it's kosev every time you close it. And then you have Mishra Berurah in Sifkat Nid Zayin, who says that most poskim do allow opening and closing a book, but not for the reason of the Ramah, for a different reason, that it's derech tashmisho. It's a normal way to use the book. It's constantly open and closed, meaning just like opening and closing a door is not a violation of a malacha of Bona and Soser every time you open and close the door, even though you're not to attach something to a structure, to attach something this solidly to a built structure is certainly a violation of Bona, but this is meant to always be open and closed. That's Derech Tashmisho, and therefore does not fit into the Malacha. So says Mishmur, the same is true when it comes to the book. The book is meant to be open and closed all the time. So how does that apply to packaging? So now let's take all three shittos about the book with the lettering on the edges. The Ramah, who said that the whole reason it's mutter to open and close a book is that just separating different parts of a letter from each other, where they can be rejoined if you needed to, you could put them next to each other again if you needed to, is not a violation of kosev mochek, would say the same thing with packaging. That to opening the packaging, you're not destroying the packaging, you're just separating them from each other. So that would not be a violation of mochek, according to the Ramah. According to the Levush, that even opening and closing a book is asur, yes, of course ripping packaging is asur. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that it's only because derech tashmisho, it's made to constantly be pulled apart, put back together, pulled apart, put back together. Ooh, so that would only work for the book. That's not going to work for the packaging. So now, how do we paskin? So Shmir Shabbos paskins, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, that you're not allowed to rip through letters and images and packages. And the Rosh Shlomo Zalman in Shulchan Shlomo says that it's asur to erase not only letters, but obviously a design as well, if the design has some sort of significance to it. Meaning if the design is just like diagonal lines or boxes or something like that, that's just, you know, that doesn't have it's not a real image, then that's not called erasing. But if the design is, like someone said the other day, like a picture of a pair of scissors, like when you rip a, you know, on the top of the cereal bag or something, so that actually is a picture of something, that l'chora would be more of a problem. Shlomo Zalman's Koron Shmir Shabbos, that for the sake of a chola, you could rip through the letters of packaging, because you could rely on that shita of the Ramah, that it's mutter when you're talking about for the sake of a chola. So based on all of that, what should the practical halacha be when it comes to modern day wrappers, where letters will certainly be torn like the Laffy Taffy things. So you're allowed to open them on Shabbos. So it seems Rav Shlomo Zalman only allowed tearing through letters on behalf of a chola, but not in other situations. So Piskei Tshuvas writes that Peshas al Chak, if there's no way to open the package without ripping the letters, you could open it because you could rely on the opinions that separating letters is permissible, meaning like that, Tshuvas Harama, and even according to those who asked her, maybe you could be Mekel because it's a Psik Resha betrayed Rabbanan. But he says it's still best to ask a non-Jew to do Amir al-Nachri in such a situation rather than to rely on a Psik Resha betrayed Rabbanan. But that seems very difficult because the normative halacha we assume is more like what the Mishnah Berurah Svara was, that it's Derech Tashmisha, not like the Ramah Svara, so it should really be Asir. Now, if it's possible to open without ripping the letters, and you can try your best, even though there's a very reasonable chance you're going to rip the letters, then it's probably mutter, because then it's not a psik reshe. Then it's a davar sheina miskavein, and davar sheina miskavein is mutter. But if you're looking at this package and you're saying, there's no way I can get through this without tearing the letters, then l'chora, that should be, at least for Ashkenazim, it should be highly problematic, and we can only be mekel l'tzorech l'chola, but for Svardim, probably much more reason to be mekel. So that is as far as opening packages on Shabbos.